Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
For those of you who've been listening to the show for more than, say, the last couple months, you probably know what my favorite snack is. Not my favorite meal, although sometimes I turn it into a meal. But my favorite snack. If you know, you can use the Twitter ain't my problem mode to reach me and to let me know that you know this piece of Amy Lawrence trivia. So I'll wait. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. You always have the option of the visitors' comments after hours with Amy Lawrence. What's my favorite snack? You don't even have to know the brand, just what's the snack itself. And then I'll tell you what I'm eating. That makes me feel like I'm cheating on my favorite snack. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Inside the Quicken Loans studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Our phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. So a couple of the headlines from the last several hours in sports. James Harden goes Broadway on your butt. He ends up with a career-high 61 points and does it on one of basketball's biggest stages. So Madison Square Garden, but in achieving that 61-point plateau, he becomes the first player in NBA history to attempt at least 20 triples and 20 free throws in the same game. That's a lot of James Harden. Even if you're the biggest James Harden fan, that is a lot of James Harden, especially when he only made 5 of those 20 triples. So he's a volume shooter. So James Harden and the Rockets rally past the Knicks. You had a game that went down to the wire between the Sixers and the Spurs, and a bit of a battle of wills between the OG Greg Popovich and one member of his coaching tree in Brett Brown. The Indiana Pacers will have to regroup after what appears to be a season-ending knee injury to their leading scorer, their all-star guard, Victor Oladipo. And right now, they're just concerned about him and trying to support him. At the Australian Open, it's Petra Kvitova against Naomi Osaka. Let's hope there's no drama in this Grand Slam singles final. On the women's side, Osaka will have a chance to win back-to-backers. Only 21 years old. It wasn't that long ago we were talking about Lamar Jackson being the youngest ever to start an NFL playoff game at the quarterback spot at 21 years old. And so I know in tennis you can start a lot earlier. Many of them, they go to college, but they're playing pro at the same time. A lot of them, not all of them. And she comes from Japan, so it's a completely different situation. But the first Japanese woman ever to win a Grand Slam title and now has a chance to go back-to-back, plus the number one ranking will be on the line. So no Americans left at all. Danielle Collins was the last of the Americans. She made it to the semifinals, but she lost to Kvitova. So that's the latest from down under. Hot. It's hot, hot, hot down under. I'd be willing to do a polar bear plunge in Australia if anybody wants to make that option possible for me. Let's see what else. The Pro Bowl convening on Orlando, where you have a few of the Steelers talking about the Antonio Brown situation. The Dallas Cowboys, their front office, specifically Stephen Jones, responding to some biting criticism from Cole Beasley, who will be a free agent in a couple of days and may not remain in Dallas. And then some great news out of the desert, plus Derek Carr wants to fight. We fight. And so we'll get to all of that coming up, plus your calls, as I say, 855-212-4227. If you haven't read my latest NFL column, it was posted. I haven't even tweeted it myself. The link came specifically from CBS Sports Radio and its account. But I did retweet it, and I know producer Chris did as well. After Hours CBS, it is pinned to the top of our Facebook page. And it's my It's my plan, my brainchild, for trying to ease some of these controversial late game situations where you hope penalties don't play a role. You hope they don't impact the game. If you can take some of those variables out of the equation by using technology and by not allowing your pride to get in the way, and this is kind of with the NFL, not so much the officials, but in the case of the NFL, if you can get it right, do it. If you can get it right without completely changing the tenor of your officiating and your replay system, do it. What's the reason not to if you can find a compromise? So it took me a couple of days, and I really chewed over it, and I believe I came up with a compromise that I could live with. And we've seen some of these changes, but I want to expand it a little more. So if you want to check out that column, it's online, and I'll talk about it a little bit later on to share that with you. I haven't seen your tweets yet. Here, I'll look at them. What is my favorite snack? Yeah, a bunch of you are getting it. I like it. Very good. I'll leave it up there for a minute, but I promise after our next break, I'll tell you why I've done a pivot. I don't know if it's permanent. I don't know if this is a permanent pivot. I just know that it's not lime chips that I'm snacking on right now. I almost feel as though I should be hiding in a closet somewhere.
Meatloaf!
I don't know that, I don't know. Does this completely tarnish my image because I'm eating something different? It's not direct competition. It's just, yeah, well, I'll explain. I'll explain after our next break. 855-212-4227. Joe is listening in Massachusetts. Welcome to After Hours.
Well, hello, Amy. It's great to be talking with you.
You too, sir.
I'm a first-time caller.
Cool.
I try to be a good Joe. And please don't hide in the closet. Shine your light, Amy.
It's radio. You can't see my light on the radio.
You know, you should go, well, first of all, let me say this. You open your program talking about James Harden and Antonio Brown. And then you said that that's not what the Pats preach. Oh, how true in life. Without teamwork, where are we? The divas in life often don't reach top success because they're concentrating too much on me, myself, and I.
Have you seen Hollywood lately? I kind of feel like there's divas everywhere in Hollywood. They seem pretty successful.
And I don't think the Met will sign them either. The divas in opera.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like at some point, it depends upon your stature and your talent. And you certainly have a handful of divas in sports who are very successful. The fact that we're even talking about some of these receivers who seem to have these types of personalities. But again, Hollywood and just superstars, sometimes you hear incredible stories about how they act and the kind of requirements they have. Once you achieve superstar status, though, you can get away with a lot more. Not so much for those of us who are average Joes and Janes.
Humility is always a virtue, right?
Well, I agree, but not everybody has it.
That's right. You know, one thing I'd like to mention, 17 years ago, there's been talk about how the Rams and the Pats played 17 years ago. And I remember watching that game when the greatest show on turf played this underdog team from New England. At the very beginning, right before the game began, the individual members of the Rams were announced, came out, received their applause. But the Pats decided to come out as a team. How symbolic, right? And I think that set an example for a few years after that for some teams. Another thing, you know, you mentioned how some people on social media throw eggs.
Some.
Very, very cowardly. But I want to congratulate you, Amy, on your successful career, and also on the positive influence in Mozambique, Ecuador, and Cuba. You are the daughter of the king and a daughter with a loving heart.
I appreciate that.
And I congratulate you.
Thank you, Joe. It's good to talk to you. Thanks so much for your phone call, especially for the first time. I try. I'm so not even close to being perfect, and sometimes you guys overwhelm me with your compliments, but I do appreciate it. The social media aspect, gosh, just feel like there's so little positivity. Actually, on Facebook, it's all kind of fake positivity. And on Twitter, it's the complete opposite. And I look forward to the day when I don't have to do social media anymore. But for now, I'm trying to be a, I guess, go against the grain and be a different type of an influence on social media. It doesn't always work. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk to Josh, who's in Atlanta. Josh, are you excited for the Super Bowl to land in your city?
Yes, absolutely. I hate that the Dirty Birds aren't in it, but I am excited for the Super Bowl to come here. I've called a couple times on your show. I really like your show, Amy. I wanted to touch base about what you were saying earlier about how the refs are going to have to just get it right. And you hit it spot on earlier with the big predicament with the NFL is that, you know, they're stretching these games, you know, almost more than 3 hours to watch a game. And I don't know if you know this stat or not, Amy, but do you know that the average amount of actual football gameplay in an NFL game, like from the time that the ball snapped until the whistle was blown, is around 17 minutes. Yeah, there's somehow some way stretching that to be 3 hours. And now, you're absolutely right, though. The point is that they have to get it right on the call, and they're going to have to do something with these pass interference calls. It's not like college where you do pass interference, it's 15 yards and you set it down. You know, you can literally tell your wide receiver to go to the end of the field so you can get an pass interference call, and that's almost a 60-yard gain. It can completely change the outcome of the game. So you have to have reviews on the PI calls. I just want to see what you thought about that. I really appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Looking forward to being in Atlanta. There's a couple of things I do not agree with. I don't agree that one penalty changes the outcome of a game, but I've said that over and over. That's not even the point of my column, so I do mention that. But if there's a way that the NFL can get it right, then why not get it right? As for making PI reviewable, I don't know that it needs to be reviewable in every case. I think it's pretty obvious what the rules are now. And yes, there are certainly some times when a quarterback or receiver will decide, just do a post pattern, just go deep, go a fly route, and see if you can grab that contact, kind of a last-ditch effort. And so I would definitely be in favor of making pass interference a 15-yard penalty or a 10-yard penalty or something standard, as opposed to potentially granting one team instant red zone or instant one-yard line just because a quarterback decides to chuck it up there. Now, should the defensive back know what's okay and what's not? Yes, but the officials are hypersensitive when it comes to pass interference. I'm talking as a girl who can't stand the number of pass interference flags that we seem to get in every game. I don't mind the contact. That's the crazy part about the fact that this Nickell Roby Coleman move where he plows over the receiver wasn't called, because generally the officials are on top of those things, whether there should be a flag or not. I don't think that every judgment call by an official should be reviewable. I do not think that. You are paying these officials because of their expertise and their experience. And whether you like it or not, you don't have to agree with me, but it's a fact. They get roughly 95% of the calls right. It's just that the NFL is so high profile. There's replays over and over from every angle at every speed. There's so much more attention in the playoffs when there's one game at a time. Obviously, the stakes are really high that one flag like this can cause a massive uproar. However, it seems to me it would be pretty easy to reverse something like that. So I'll share the plan that I came up with. Also, the latest snack that I'm trying, though I feel like I'm cheating. You are right. Some of you weighing in on Twitter and on Facebook. Lime chips are my favorite snack. Lime chips. So thank you, Diana. Thank you, Kyle, on Twitter, as well as some others that have found us on Facebook. It's not lime chips that I'm eating right now. I decided to try something new, and I blame my brother for it. It's their fault. But I got sucked into buying it at the grocery store. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Third down and 10. Breeze from the gun. Takes the snap. Goes to the near side. Hit Early. Fair. Where's the flag?
You don't get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee. Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10. Unbelievable no call.
Wow. Not a flag to be found.
Unbelievable.
That's the second time. You can't challenge it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Not to make light of the situation, but I love Deuce McAllister in that particular clip from the Saints radio network during the NFC Championship. There isn't one. Wow. he's reacting in the moment like, say, a Tony Romo would. And as a former Saint himself, obviously speaking for a lot of the fan base. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I was just reading up on Hulu and some of the other streaming services. So there's news. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it was. But before I talk about my plan, my idea, maybe I'll submit it to the NFL with a strongly worded letter. Well, I kind of did with my column. Here's the latest type of chip that I'm trying. I blame my brother and my sister-in-law, my nieces, because whenever we get together, as we did, I guess it was over Thanksgiving, I join them with movie nights. So they do movie nights on the weekends, and they always have snacks. So even when they're at home and they have movie nights, they can't have movies without snacks. And instead of having Hint of Lime Tostitos chips, late last year they had Hint of Jalapeno.
Exactly.
And at first I said, no way. Where are the Hint of Lime chips? This is outrageous. And then, as always happens when you hang out with other people who are eating snacks, you just, your hand strays over there and you grab one. And I tried it. And although it is a different flavor, it's decidedly different from Hint of Lime. It's got a little more bite to it. And yeah, I don't know yet how much I love it. But this is my third bag since Thanksgiving. So I guess for now it's going to stick around. I haven't decided I don't love it. But yeah, I'm out of lime chips. Instead, what I have is Hint of Jalapeno.
Yes!
They're pretty good. Have you guys tried these? So Dave is giving me the nod. You know, nod works well on radio, just so you know. People can all hear that. There's rattling going around in your brain. It's just
the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
If it's food, I've probably tried it.
Oh, okay. Have you tried my chili yet?
I'm in the process of eating that as we speak as well. It's delicious.
Oh,
so thank
good.
You.
I'm so glad. Nothing like fishing for a compliment and then having you say it. Just don't worry. That wasn't awkward. So Dave helped me do a big work project. Gosh, it was stressing me out the last several days. It was like an extra work project, and the company wanted to do something nice, but we had to do all the work. Anyway, so he helped me, and I had just made a fresh pot of chili, and since he hadn't tried it yet, I brought him some chili as a thank you. I always thank people with food. It's my thing. Anyway, so Hint of Jalapeno probably would go really well with that chili. Chris, have you tried the Hint of Jalapenos?
Indeed, I have, but...
But...
I like the Hint of Lime more.
Yeah, I think I do too. I'm not ready to ditch Hint of Lime. I'm not jumping ship. I can't totally jump on the bandwagon with the jalapenos. I think I'm going to have to try a few more. The funny thing is, if you don't know my background, jalapenos make the top of my head burn. I mean, I don't know what happens. I'm not a hot pepper person anyway. Really, banana peppers are about the most that I could do. But last year, My younger niece, Lauren, in the summertime, she had made her own homemade salsa, and she had all these ingredients left over, and she was going on vacation. And so she said to me, Auntie Amy, will you take the rest of these fresh ingredients and use them to make salsa so they don't spoil? So, of course, I had to. So for the first time in my life, last year, it's not like I was born yesterday, but the first time in my life, I chopped jalapenos and really diced them very fine and put them into a fresh salsa. And it was really good, and I loved it. And so then I thought, okay, I'll be bold. I'll try Hint of Jalapeno chips. Now, I normally can't do jalapenos. Have you ever accidentally bitten into one, like you don't know it's coming?
It stings the nostrils.
It does, and it stings the top of my head. I feel like if you could remove my hair, you would see that my scalp was on fire. I'm not some type of weird adverse reaction to jalapenos. And I will never do a ghost pepper thing. That will never happen. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Appreciate all your phone calls. It's fun, too, to take calls on a night when there isn't one dominant story. So, yes, James Harden had 61 at the Garden. Harden's Garden. Why didn't I think of that before? Harden's Garden. The Garden for Harden. Let it go, Amy. And then you had the devastating injury to Victor Oladipo, of course. Naomi Osaka gets into her second consecutive Grand Slam singles final and will play Petra Kvitova with not only the Australian Open crown on the line, but also the number one ranking in women's tennis. And then what else going on? The Steelers speaking at the Pro Bowl about Antonio Brown. You will hear from Marquise Pouncey and some other cool stuff. Mitch Trubisky may be the most excited I've ever heard anyone for a Pro Bowl. He'll tell you why coming up. So all of this plus my plan for ensuring that what happened late in regulation between the Saints and the Rams is fixable. I'm not telling you the refs are never going to make an error again, but you know what? They're allowed. They're human. Just like players screw up. Drew Brees, he screwed up. He threw a terrible interception in overtime. So I don't need a game where the players and the officials are perfect. That doesn't appeal to me. That's no fun because then you don't have any of the drama. I'm okay with human error, but I also know that if you're asking these guys to go out there and lay their hearts and their bodies on the line, then why not limit the number of variables, the things that are out of their control, and make sure you have a level playing field in as much as you can help it without completely overhauling the system. So I came up with what I feel like is a nice compromise, and I wrote about that in my column. So I promise that I will talk about that. Oh, and this is kind of, I forgot, it's down on my page here. Lower end, bottom portion of my page. The owner of the Atlanta Falcons was a guest on CBS this morning talking about his city hosting the Super Bowl and the brand new stadium, of course. So a lot to get to with football. I think the jalapeno is starting to, even in the chips, is starting to make me slightly uncomfortable. That's what I get for eating half the bag. And so we'll do that, I promise. There was something else. Oh, Hulu. Okay, so here's this. I don't. What streaming service do you have, Chris? Do you cheat? Do you steal someone's?
I do have Hulu.
You do have Hulu. Did you hear what's happening with Hulu?
No.
I knew this was going to happen too, because it's all about supply and demand. As more and more people do a mass exodus away from cable, because streaming services are A, convenient, and B, what's the number one reason why people do streaming services? Yes, you're all yelling it right now. They're cheaper.
It's cheap.
They're cheaper, exactly. But of course it was going to happen that the more and more people pile on these streaming services, what do these different company execs see? Dollar signs. Because as long as they're still cheaper than cable, people are going to be willing to pay. Plus, it's the path of least resistance. Most of us do not like to change. I just changed my cable. I'm still cable. I just changed my cable twice in the past 13 months, and it's a pain in the A double curvy roads. It sucks. But I couldn't afford what my last cable company jacked my prices up to. So Hulu and other streaming services, I knew this is going to happen. They're going to start raising their rates. So according to, and I don't know, maybe Chris, you can help me with this since you have Hulu, they are raising the cost of the live TV package. Now, is that just for sports or is that essentially anything off of live TV? Is that?
So the live TV package is based on what you want. It's $39.99 a month and that gives you.
Not anymore.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry. It gives you what? Go ahead.
It gives you like ESPN and I think Showtime is a
CBS.
Part of it. I'm not sure if CBS is, because CBS actually has their own sort of package that you pay additionally for.
All right.
But I just have the $5 a month one. That gets you like, it's a
$5 a month? How does it get you anything?
It gets you like a Netflix type service from Hulu.
So how do you watch games then?
There's places on the internet.
We're going to lose producer Chris to jail one of these days. So $39.99 is what the basic live TV package was. They're jacking it up. $5 a month. So starting Tuesday, for those of you who have the basic live TV package on Hulu, it will be $44.99 per month. Oh, I love how they do that. They don't want you to see the 45, so they make it $44.99, but you do the taxes and fees, and of course it's more than that. So they're jacking it up $5 a month. Now, if you have the standard subscription package with commercials, you're going to get a break. But the ad-free version of that particular package, the standard subscription package, that will remain $12 a month. And then it's not just Hulu, it's also Netflix. They have a variety of plans too, and I know a bunch of friends who have Netflix. I don't. I don't. I use the library generally if I'm trying to binge watch something, or Amazon. I'm a big library junkie. But Netflix just revealed a price increase for its subscribers. So new customers, as well as current subscribers, will see this increase. Theirs is the HD standard plan, which is really popular. It will jump from $11 a month to $13 a month, which doesn't seem like a lot, but you know, you project that out over a year or a couple of years, and you know they're going to continue to raise rates as long as people continue to show up for streaming services. The 4K premium plan is also increasing. The basic plan is going to be an extra $1 per month. Again, they kind of hit you with these little increases as opposed to boosting it all at once. But the idea is, as long as people continue this mass exodus away from TV, it's an opportunity to make more money. And as long as we don't increase it too much all at once, and it's still generally cheaper than cable, while we're still offering quality options and a variety of options, people are likely to stick with it to a point. Now, my cable jumped $30 in 1 month, and they would not give me a break in any way, shape, or form. So, of course, I wasn't going to stick with them. But that's not $5 a month. $30 a month is something completely different. But $5 a month, I think a lot of people will stomach.
That's terrible.
It's going to happen, though. You know it. Whatever your streaming service is, and there are a bunch of other ones. PlayStation View, I think, is what my brother has. There are a bunch of different ones that you can use. They're all going to increase prices. Amazon Prime, probably as well. Anywhere you can get your programming online, you're going to start to see that go up. It's all about a capitalist society. It's all about supply and demand. And don't expect there to be too much ad-free programming either. It's the one thing I can't stand about the web is it's nonstop pop-up ads, and it drives me it just drives me batty. There are some websites that are worse than others that I just don't go to anymore because you can't even read all the pop-up ads. They take away from the whole purpose of using the web. So I don't know if you're a Hulu subscriber or Netflix, but a little lighter in the pocket. Of course, not as light as me in the pocket with paying for cable.
Netflix has 148 million worldwide users. Mm-hmm. Hulu has 20 million.
Well, it's continuing to go up. I just saw a friend of mine who actually works in the business. So I don't know how she can do this, but she must have some kind of package where she has access to live sporting events. But she just cut cord and was freaking out because it was her first football weekend without having regular TV. And she was all nervous that she wasn't going to be able to watch the football game, that something wasn't going to work. So if you are a subscriber of Hulu or Amazon Prime or Netflix or any of the other services, have you seen your prices increase, or do you expect them to? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. A-Law Radio to find me on Twitter. And have you tried Hint of Jalapeno? Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, too.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Snap to Trubisky. First and 10. Going to throw. Down the right sideline. He's got Robinson. Touchdown, Bears! Allen Robinson let him down the right sideline. Bears have taken the lead. 9:04 to go. Fourth quarter of this NFC wildcard game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Get excited. Last couple of weeks of highlights before we put the season to bed. Jeff Joniak on the Bears radio network. And why, you ask, are we talking about the Chicago Bears? Well, it's been a long time since I've heard anyone as excited about Mitch Trubisky to be joining the other Pro Bowlers on site in Orlando.
I was in Nashville, actually, having lunch with Benny Cunningham, just hanging out. And Coach Nagy called me and gave me the news. And I was like, no, stop it, man. Stop. Stop messing with me. So it's really a dream come true to be here. And so I'm just going to soak it up, have a lot of fun. And, Coach Naz gave me the call, and I legit told him to stop 100 times. I was like, you're messing with me. He's like, no, I'm serious. So I'm like, I'm there. I can't wait.
Well, good. I mean, that's exciting. Exciting for Mitch and guys like Derwin James, the rookie out of Los Angeles, almost said San Diego. But this is a really neat experience, I think, if you've never done it before, especially for young guys who are not so jaded yet by the NFL experience and who would rather have the time away, right? So once your body and your mind have gone through this for 7, 8, 9 years, you don't necessarily, if you're not in the playoffs, want to add another week of having to show up and be somewhere. And it's not Hawaii. Let's be honest. Florida, you're nice, but you're not Hawaii. And I think that's been a draw for families in the past who they can take their entire family with them, these players, and so they then want to go to the Pro Bowl. There are a lot of veterans who kind of bag out of it. They have injuries. And I'm not saying the injuries aren't legit. At this time of the year, everybody's banged up. But it's cool that they're enthusiastic as well when you have guys who get to go for the first time. So cool. Congratulations to Mitch Trubisky, who's really excited to be part of the Pro Bowl festivities in Orlando. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. I'm pleased to hear from some of you who are saying that you're actually seeing your streaming prices go down. So that's awesome. You must have the packages that are not the ones where you're getting the increased rates. That's great. But just wait. Corporate execs are lying in the weeds trying to see how much money they can milk out of us. So 855-212-4CBS. By the way, your tweets and your Facebook posts about the items you would not purchase online. I didn't spend a whole lot of time on social media on Wednesday, but the ones that I caught were kind of funny. So thanks. I always appreciate that you respond to our show question if we have one. And very often, some of you are either catching the podcast. I know a ton of people listen via the podcast, which is awesome. We're glad we can offer that for people who don't work third shift, second or third shift, or get up super early in the morning if you're on the East Coast or the Eastern time zone. And so many of you are responding after the fact, right? So you listen to the podcast, you hear it, and then you weigh in, or maybe you're checking it out on social media 12 hours later. And so usually when I wake up, if it's a standard day, waking up in the afternoon on a weekday, and I'll go back and I'll read a bunch of your responses. So that's good. Sometimes if it's been a particularly interesting question or a controversial one, I can't even get through them all because there's so many. You guys are busy when I'm sleeping. Could you just slow down a little bit? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So from the Pro Bowl, Mitch Trubisky, as well as other guys who are having the opportunity to get together with their teammates, but also friends on other teams. It doesn't, though, mean there isn't work that's happening. And I don't mean with the players. I mean with the reporters that are converging. And you can run, but you can't hide, right? So this might be a vacation. It might be the type of laid-back atmosphere for players that's a reward for a season well done, and that's awesome. But the reporters will find you there as well. And right now, one of the major offseason questions, especially in the AFC, is about Antonio Brown and his future with the Steelers. And Juju Smith-Schuster, he told reporters he had not spoken to Antonio Brown, that he tried to reach out to him, but that they hadn't connected. He did quickly say, though, that AB is on vacation, and he wouldn't want to talk right now either if he was on vacation. Here. I agree with that. And he also said, we're brothers, we're teammates. If he's back in our locker room, of course we will accept him. Now, Marquise Pouncey, whose voice resonates not only with Ben Roethlisberger and with the offense, but certainly with the locker room. And he's a veteran, so he doesn't mind kind of speaking his mind a little more. And he's always really had that extra edge to him anyway. And he went back and forth for several minutes with reporters about how time heals a lot and that he believes that with a little more time, of course, this can be fixed.
When you have great players, man, no matter what anyone says and no matter how anyone thinks, man, they always have a little it factor to them. They just have, man. I play with Percy and Tebow, the two greatest players in the world. Man, obviously sometimes, you know, maybe sometimes they didn't agree with some of the things. But trust me, we went out there on game day, they loved it. They wanted to go out there and win. They wanted to be able to perform the best for each other. That's just how things is. I mean, you guys know it. You guys have been watching superstars your whole entire life. If it was a guy, a younger guy that has no credibility behind it, we wouldn't be talking about it. The simple fact that it's two Hall of Fame players is the reason that it's getting brought up so much. Rightfully so. And I agree everybody should have opinions and everybody should be able to talk about that. That's how this world is, and that's what makes this world the greatest.
I do appreciate that from Marquise. He says everybody should be allowed to talk about it. That's what makes this world the greatest, is that we can all hash these things out. And I don't know if by it factor he meant there's always a layer of drama, because he talks about superstar players that he's played with in the past, but kind of puts AB into that category. And you're around these guys, or you watch these guys, and you recognize they all come with the it factor. The it factor. So can time heal everything? Well, he says, heck yeah.
From my opinion, I think it's more of a time thing. Time heals everything. There was a while where people didn't want to go to the White House whenever we won championships. Now everyone's on the first flight out there. Because all I'm saying is that people are just so quick to be judgmental on things and so quick to have the most negative thing in the world. Just let things pass over, man. I know it's a disappointing season. Trust me, we got a lot of great players on our team. We should be in the playoffs playing, and I honestly think we should be still playing right now. So for reporters that have been following the team a long time, and for fans that have been following a long time, I get it. It's disappointing. Trust me, it's disappointing for us. We all want it. So whenever things like that happen, sometimes you can overlook some of the bad things that have happened over the years, and most teams do it. When you're winning, everything is great. When you have a couple losses back-to-back like that, we can always find reasons not to like a certain thing. So that's my take on things, man. Honestly, I feel like we've been a family. We've been together so long now, 9 years. No one can break that. You've been there longer than high school, college, any other collective sport game you ever played with. Things can get right.
Certainly what Marquise is saying is valid. The idea that everything that happened with Antonio Brown was exacerbated by the fact that they lost, what was it, four and five. But the fact that they had taken themselves out of the driver's seat in the AFC North and were then relying upon other teams to falter, which the Ravens did not. And so I understand what he's saying in that there was an added level of frustration and really just a heightened disappointment. And so everything becomes an even bigger issue than it might otherwise have been. Except I don't buy it when it comes to Antonio, because he had already skipped out on a couple of minor meetings and some training camp time during the earlier months of the season. But this was the time of the year where they could not afford a loss. It was literally a must-win game if they were going to have any chance of making the playoffs. And in hindsight, I feel like it's even worse. But he's the guy inside the locker room, and he feels like time can smooth this over. I don't know if Art Rooney buys into that. I don't know that he believes that. I don't know that Ben Roethlisberger does. We haven't heard Roethlisberger come out and say that same thing. It's one of those situations where even if the employees, in this case the football players, believe that it can be smoothed over with Brown or that he's worth the trouble, the employers, the bosses, may not feel the same way. Everybody has a breaking point, and the Steelers organization, as much as they've put up with a lot, and certainly there has been the fair share of off-field storylines, the fact is they also have a standard that they want to uphold. And this may have gone past the point of no return in Pittsburgh. So it's really not up to Marquise Pouncey or Juju Smith-Schuster. It's up to the Rooneys. It's up to Mike Tomlin. It's up to that front office whether or not they decide Brown is worth bringing back. So it's kind of out of Pouncey's hands. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.